What's up, fighters? Welcome to 5 a.m. Fight here at the Contractor Fight. How many more times can I say fight in a 10-second period? Fight, 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 fight. All right, I got some coffee in me today. Guys, we're going to dig right in here. And if you don't know, you can go to thecontractorfight.com/plan and pick up a free printable PDF page of our fight planner. You're more than welcome to follow links that are there as well and go pick up your own fight planner if you want. But if it's working for you to just print the thing off and fill it out each day, that's great. Or if you have some other thing that you're doing, that's great too. But so we're going to talk about a little bit of how to use the planner, how to be more efficient, some ways to make sure that your best energy is going towards building your damn empire, you mofos. And so today I want to talk about the importance of gratitude. That's the first thing that we write down each morning in the planner. It's what we start our day with. And what I really want to do is I want to talk about the importance of gratitude. You guys know me. I'm not one of these, woo-woo foofy guys. But gratitude is one of the most important key factors defining success. It's also one of the driving foundational things to happiness. And I'll tell you what, so many people are walking around and they're not happy because they're looking at all the shit that they're not blessed with or what they think they don't have instead of focusing their attention on the shit that they do have going for them in their life. A lot of studies have shown that, gratitude, like I said, will help you increase your happiness. You're actually going to develop your brain and your being into being a more optimistic motherfucker. You will have better improved health. Okay. You're going to sleep better. Your self-esteem is going to go up. You're going to be a person who's more generous, and you're not going to live in a scarcity mindset because you are continually focused on the things that you're fucking grateful for. All right. And guys, these don't have to be big things. We can find gratitude in the smallest of things. The other day, one of the things I wrote in my planner, you guys, was I'm grateful that I had that I had money, a lot of money in my tax account to be able to pay, when everything shook out for Uncle Sam here and I had to stroke a big ass check, I had the money. And I was grateful for that. Okay. And I'm grateful for that because I have a kick-ass bookkeeper and I have a kick-ass team and we forecast and we plan and we work together, but I got amazing people on my team to help me do that. And I'm grateful for that. I remember one day writing down it, man, I'm grateful that the fucking bunion on my right big toe doesn't hurt as much as it used to. I don't know if my body's just getting used to it or whatever, but it used to drive me crazy, keep me up at night. Now it doesn't. And yes, I'm a total pussy. I do not want to go have bunion surgery. Guys, I want to encourage you right now. I don't care what time of day you're listening to this, but take some time and write down. And again, when you write shit down with your hand and a pen and a piece of paper or a pencil, there's some voodoo going on in the brain where it connects deeper. So I want to encourage you to do that. Write down some things that you're grateful for. And then what I do is then I read those things out loud. Like, I am grateful for a comfy bed. I am grateful that I have the money in my tax account. I am grateful for, my woman. I am grateful for, this, that. I get specific and I read it out loud to myself a few times so that I can hear those words. And for me, guys, it just connects deeper and gives me more optimism, helps me to be happier. And helps me to stay focused on the things that are good instead of what the world around us is doing. And that's trying to get us all focused on the shit that sucks. All right. So go fucking do that right now. Today's business tip is simply this. Yesterday, we talked about how successful contractors market all the time. And I gave you my thoughts on that, which I continually do. Today, I want to talk about your website and how it is your first line of defense in your pre-qualification process. All right. This is your first line of just making sure somebody's going to be a good fit for your business, you got about 3 seconds to grab somebody when they hit your website, first of all. So if you've been a cheap squared, then invest some money in a pro who knows what the hell they're doing, and make sure your website loads quickly and all that other stuff, that it's super user-friendly, because you only got a couple seconds to grab them before they're hitting the back button. You don't want somebody waiting for the thing to load. You don't want somebody waiting to, or trying to look around going, what the fuck do you even do? How do I call you? How do I schedule an appointment? You want to be super simple, guys. We live in a microwave world. Everybody wants shit now. Okay. And listen, if you're lucky, they'll hang out on your website for a while because you got some good content there, and make sure that content, is content that also not just educates and informs people, but also thins the herd. Because I'm telling you right now, you do not want every single person that lands on your website to call you or fill out a form. Some of you are like, what? It's not the case. Okay. Why? Because not everyone's your fucking customer. Okay. So that's why I create content where you talk about what things cost. Talk about your approach to doing things. Show us who your team is. Introduce us to them. Talk about who's not a good fit for you as a client. All right. You know, those are the things that when somebody reads and consumes or watches your content, they're opting themselves in or out of your world. And you want the right people to opt in and go, yeah, that's me. When somebody, you know, if you do something like, hey, if you're somebody who's just looking to, you know, shop a bunch of contractors, get a bunch of bids, and just pick the cheapest bid and not have a great relationship with a contractor moving forward, somebody who's going to be in it for the long haul, who's going to cross the T's and dot the I's and make this a great experience for you, if you're not into that, then we're probably not your guy. See, if I'm reading that, I'm going, well, this is my guy. Because I'm not about the cheapest bid, because I've been around the block, spent bad money with contractors before, and the last thing I want to do is waste my time and do a bunch of bids. I want to work with somebody who's got their shit together, okay? So you talk about who's not a good fit. And guys, if you're really good at this, the wrong people will hit the back button, and they will never, ever fucking bother you again. So before we get out of here, I want to drop a couple of links for you guys. First, to that fight planner, you print off that page, thecontractorfight.com/plan, get a free thing to download and print, and you can fill it out on your own. And the second is, if your website blows monkey balls, okay, go to contractorgrowthnetwork.com and talk to my buddy Logan over there. He's one of our partners here in the fight. He builds kick-ass websites that actually attract and convert and get your phone to ring, get people to fill things out, and him and his team do a phenomenal job. So if you're looking for a resource of somebody who actually just works with contractors and really knows their shit and has a proven track record, check out Contractor Growth Network. He's also got a kick-ass podcast out there, so go listen to that. He's interviewed some really cool people like Billy Jean and Marcus Sheridan and on and on and on, okay? And the guy's forward-thinking, and he's always on the attack, making himself better, which in turn is a benefit to you. You guys rock. I got to roll. Thanks for hanging out with me here on the 5 a.m. fight. And we will talk to you guys next time. Travis, rock us out. We'll see you later.